How the Christian World Has Been Deceived, Part 5. There will be many parts to how the Christian world has been deceived, because there are many, many, many aspects of it. It has to do with the teachings that they have. It has to do with the ministry that they have. It has to do with the structure of the church and the hierarchy that is involved. It has to do with the faith and belief of the teachers and those who run the schools and seminaries. It has to do with the faith of those who are the leaders and so forth. And it has to do with how Satan has, through the years, interwoven, like he has in the past with the children of Israel, to bring false teachings while they claim that it's from God. So what I would ask you to do is this. If you have a religious channel in your hometown or that you buy for your television, I want you to run a little survey. Take and have in your one hand the Ten Commandments of God. Then watch the teachings of those who are on the religious channel. And ask the question, are they teaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or are they teaching from the Bible some truths, but misleading people with the traditions and teachings of men? Now, number one on the list has to be the fourth commandment. Do they believe and teach that the seventh day of the week, called Saturday today, is the day that God made holy? If they say, well, the church changed it, well, the apostles changed it, well, we can keep it. A lie. Now, if you don't believe that is a lie, go to some of the articles that we have for you to download, and there's a particularly very interesting and powerful and moving article that was written by Cardinal Gibbons in 1893 called Rome's Challenge to the Protestants. Now, I want you to read it because he tells the truth concerning Sabbath keeping by challenging the Protestants. If you say, we go only by the Bible, sola scriptura, why do you keep Sunday, which is a Catholic institution? Instituted by a pagan emperor named Constantine in 325 AD. So that's your challenge. Why don't you prove it? If you're seeking for the truth, and you can prove me wrong, let me know, and I'll be happy to change. Just to let you know, many of those who preach and defend it and practice keeping the Sabbath have also preached that they will give you $1 million reward if you can find one word in the Bible which says, keep Sunday instead of Sabbath. You need to think about that. Now, don't get angry at me. God is the one who gave the Ten Commandments. I'm only teaching them. Now, how will you react? Let's come to Jeremiah, the seventh chapter. As I have said in this extended series that we are doing on how the Christian world has been deceived, please understand, this is not the first time that the people of God have been deceived. The children of Israel, the 12 tribes, were deceived when they got into the promised land. They were deceived right at the very temple of God. So God called Jeremiah the son of a priest. And he actually told Jeremiah when he was about 16, he says, I'm going to send you to these people and they will despise you and they will despise your message. But I have chosen you from the womb, and I will be with you, and I will strengthen you, but you are to convey this message to them. And so as a priest, he could come to the temple. And let's understand something. Whenever you read the book of Moses, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them. So these are not the laws of Moses. These are the laws of God given to the people through Moses. Likewise with the prophets. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel and to all of the minor prophets, saying, thus says the Lord. Now, if they are sent with messages, it's a message from God. So if people get mad at me, or if you get mad at me, don't get mad at me because I'm just preaching the word of God. I'm teaching you what the Bible says. So your real argument is between you and God. And maybe your real argument also extends to the church that you may attend, because they're not teaching the word of God. Now let's come to Jeremiah 7 and let's see this. Let's see what Jeremiah was told by God to do. Right at the temple. Here was the temple of God, built by Solomon, where God put his presence, where God put his spirit. And all the children of Israel and Judah were to look to God, to come to the temple, to honor God, to worship him, to bring their tithes, bring their offerings, bring their sacrifices there. But what did they do? Well, because of the sins of the people and the sins of the kings, they turned it into a pagan temple. Right where God put his name. Just like a lot of people today, they go to church and they think they're going to church and God is there. But no, it's been turned into something that God never wanted the people to have or to do. So let's read it. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say. This is not what Jeremiah thought. These are not his words. And in reading them to you and having you follow along in your Bible, this is from God. Here's the message. Hear the word of the Lord. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Do you obey the word of the Lord? Do you love the word of the Lord? Do you stand for the truth of the word of the Lord? All Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways. That means repent and change and turn around and go the other way. Now God has to judge the wicked, as he says in Ezekiel 33, but God does not enjoy the death of the wicked, but that they would turn, that they would repent, that they would forsake their ways. And I'll tell you one thing for sure, unless there is a beginning of mass repentance by many, many millions of people in the United States of America, it is going into captivity, exactly as God prophesied. Now, as they say in modern vernacular, wrap your mind around that and think on that, because it is coming, just like it came to those in Judea because of what they did at the temple, just like we do today. Oh, we're God's people. Remember when 9/11 hit? Oh, let's all go to our churches and synagogues. God bless America. But where was the repentance and real turning to God? It wasn't there. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. God didn't want to send them into captivity. God pleaded with them over and over and over and over again. Don't make me do this. But I will judge you if you don't repent, says God. Here's the reason. Verse 4. Do not trust in lying words saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Just because you're standing in the temple does not sanctify your sins. Just because you gather together on Sunday to worship God does not sanctify Sunday. Only God can sanctify the Sabbath. And he never sanctified Sunday. And Sunday is not the Lord's day. Verse 5, again he pleads with them. He doesn't want to have to send them into captivity. He doesn't want to see people killed and slaughtered by the army of judgment he has to send, Nebuchadnezzar and all of his armies. Verse 5, if you will thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, not as you did in the past to flatter me, not as you did in the past to limit me, but thoroughly amend your ways and thoroughly amend your doings. If you will thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor. Ho, 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 ho. Look at the nonsense of judges and judgments that we have today. They don't even know how to judge because they don't base it upon the Word of God, which really is the sole basis for judgment that should be between man and man. But we have ridiculous things, ridiculous laws, so overburdened with laws that you can hardly even do anything that is not illegal anymore. And soon, God says it's going to happen. Christianity, such as you're hearing here, the Word of God, which you're hearing here, will become illegal. Because the forces of evil are so great. Verse 6, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. Just think of what it would be if we could say, everyone in the United States of America, we're going to proclaim tomorrow no murder day. No murders. No gang shootings. No stabbings. Just for one day. You'd be called a lunatic. All right, let's read on. Do not shed innocent blood in this place. Let's take and get rid of abortion. Isn't that the most innocent of blood that is shed? The finest little creation of God, right in the womb of the mother, there for protection and nourishment and growth, that because of the selfishness and narcissism of the mother, and the fear, because they committed fornication and adultery, that a baby would be born. You've got to murder it. You've got to scrape it out. You've got to tear it apart. And do you think God looks upon that death of that innocent life and says, oh, well, these women for women's right are well-intentioned? No. God indicts them. Innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your hurt. And how many people do that? They have a different Jesus, they have a different gospel, or they have Allah, or they have Buddha. God says, don't walk after them, or they've got a New Age God. Verse 7, God says, if you forsake all these things, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. And God gave us this beautiful country of the United States of America and started out as the only country in the history of the world to begin with God. Every constitution of every state of the United States has the Almighty God as the basis for their constitution and freedom. Several have it worded a little differently, but all of them refer to God. Now, because that is so, and because you have agreed to those constitutions, and you have agreed that God has given it to you, which God in fact did do, he'll take it from you because of your sins, unless you repent. Verse 8, Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Hello, Washington, D.C. and London, listen! Hello, all you economists out there and you liars and cheats and thieves in Wall Street and the bankers and the buyers and the sellers. You trust in lying words that cannot profit. Now notice, God doesn't mince any words here. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal right in the temple of God? Oh, well, we don't do anything to Baal today. Really? We'll talk about that a little later here. But the truth is, you do. I'll just give you a clue. Baal is the sun god. And his day is Sunday. Can you connect the two together? Can you see why Christianity has been deceived and is falling apart? Because they're priests of Baal, not of God. And standing in their pulpit saying, God has sent me. God has given us liberty to keep this pagan holiday. Really? We'll do a series also on the holidays of this world. Yes, burn incense to Baal and walk after other gods whom you did not know. And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name. You lying hypocrites, you. You deceivers, you. And we will see it fall square on the shoulders of the priests of Baal that the people went to instead of going to God. And we will see how they became priests of Baal and say, we are delivered to do all of these abominations. We have the grace of God. Once you believe it and accept the Jesus, you are saved and nothing can take you away from God. Lie. Are we delivered to commit all of these things? And 50 million abortions in America alone. Don't ever raise your finger and say, Hitler was a brutal mass killer. We, as a nation, are brutal mass killers because of abortion. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers? In your eyes, behold, I've seen it, says the Lord. And he says, I want to give you some instruction. When I first placed my tabernacle in Shiloh, as we find in the book of Judges, and they set up the tabernacle, but the children of Israel sinned, God says, go to Shiloh and see what I did to Shiloh because of the sins of the people. What you need to do is examine world history and see what God has done to every civilization that has abandoned him. And let that be a lesson for you, because it's going to happen here. Since we're in the book of Jeremiah, let's pick up in Jeremiah 23 where we left off the last time, because this becomes very important. As I mentioned, Baal is the sun god, and Sunday is his day of worship. So Satan has deceived the Christian world into accepting the pagan emperor's edict that all Christians worship on Sunday from now on. Now, let me ask you a question very, very candidly here. Do you think that God is going to obey a pagan emperor, Roman Emperor Constantine, and oblige his changing of the Sabbath to Sunday to please the apostate religious leaders and people in 325 AD? Do you think for 1 minute that any one man can at any time arbitrarily tell God, I don't like this, and so I'm not going to do it. But still accept me, Lord, because my heart is good. A lie. Do you understand that? Well, then how come all of these churches are on Sunday? They've all rejected the Word of God. And in doing so, they have become deceived. You download that article, Rome's Challenge to the Protestant. Now, it's a little longer than our other articles. And the English, since it was written in 1893, is a little archaic, but you will get the point. And then you have a decision to make for yourself. Do you really want to love God and keep His commandments, or do you really want to keep disobeying God and go to your nice, friendly, Sunday-keeping church because you're comfortable? Huh? What decision will you make? Well, let's come to Jeremiah 23 and see what God says about these prophets of Baal, Sunday preachers. Verse 21, Jeremiah 23. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Now notice verse 22, because this is utterly astounding. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, because the word of God is so important, he would even allow them, if they truly preached the word of God, that the preaching of the word of God, even by false prophets, if they truly preached it, God would honor that. Because his word is true. He said, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from their evil doings. Am I not a God who is near, says the Lord, and not a God far off? No, God is close. God is as close as your knees. God is as close as your Bible. Verse 24, think about this. Every atheist out there, think about this. Can you defy God and get away with it? Every minister out there, think about this. Can you defy God and say that, oh, the laws of God have been done away? Verse 24. Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I do not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? Yes, he's filled it with all of his magnificent creation, upholds it by the word of his power. Stupid little people out there like Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they went and hid in the brush because they didn't know what to think about the fact that they found themselves naked and they were afraid of God. Adolf Hitler down in his bunker in the last days of the war. Did he get away from God? No. Did he meet his end? Yes. God knows all that's going on. God knows everything that these pretenders of Sunday-keeping preachers preach. Verse 25, I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. That's the worst thing, because you don't believe that your minister will lie. You don't believe that he will not tell you the truth. Well, you better take another look, because he will and has and does. Saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, who are prophets of the deceit of their own heart? That's what it is. That's what's spewing forth from the pulpits of Protestantism and Catholicism today. There is no real Christianity in it. And it's just like a counterfeit $100 bill. You can have one that looks almost like the real one, but it's not. It's counterfeit. Notice what he says. Verse 27, they scheme to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell each one to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. What God do you really worship? You think you're delivered to keep Sunday and go on to church and say, oh, Lord, bless me, and hear nice little myths told to you, nice little human fairy tales about how you can improve yourself without repentance? Notice what God says. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. That's what's to be done from the pulpits of churches. That's what's to be preached. And how many really preach it faithfully? What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets who steal my word, each one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets who use their tongue and say, he has said, when I did not say it. Behold, I am against them who prophesy false dreams and tell them and cause my people to go astray by their lies and by their wantonness. Yet I did not send them nor command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So the next time you go to church on Sunday, remember those words. Let them ring in your mind. And ask the question, where is the truth of God? That's what Church of Home is about. So you, in the privacy of your own home, you can control your own environment. You can get rid of all the noise and distractions. You can turn off the television. You can follow along with the sermons that we are giving. You can read your own Bible. You can study the Word of God and pray to God and ask for a hungering and thirsting for His truth. You can repent of your sins. You can turn your life around. You can realize that, yes, God loves you and will forgive you and will help you and will reestablish His relationship with you. So I know these have been kind of strong words. But the purpose of Church at Home is to help you wake up from the deceptions and lies that have captured you. And so thank you for inviting me into your home. And remember to go to our website, Christian Biblical Church of God, cbcg.org. And so until next time, so long, and may God bless you and be with you.